tell you a story about my father. I was 19 years old. I believe I was that old. And this fellow liked me, so he picks me up. And, oh, my father, you're riding in a car with a guy? Oh, yay, yay. Let me tell you. Even though they know you got good kids, you know, didn't matter. Didn't no look of good. Somebody knows, right? So there was an awful, awful fog out. We played, we were to his sister's house. We ate dinner there and then we played cards. Well, it got so foggy out that it was very, you couldn't even see. And, well, we gotta wait. It's foggy. I can't. My father will kill me. I gotta get home. So we got home. It wasn't even 10 o'clock, 10:30. He wanted us home early. Oh my God. So my father's pacing up and down, and my mother used to sit, remember that stool near the register? Daddy made that for her. Yeah, he was teaching.
I remember.
He was teaching somebody, Uncle Jimmy, I think. And she sat on that stool, and she always protected us. You know what I mean? She knew us. And she'd sit there until we got home. Well, he'd usually go to bed, but because I wasn't home, he was pacing up and down, up and down. And when opened the back door, come in the house, he opens the door. What do you call this, a Christmas night? Because Christmas Eve, you're up late, you know, as a family. And this fellow looked at me and he says, okay, Cinderella. That didn't go over very big, right?
He said it to him or said it to you, Christmas night?
Well, I don't know, both of us, I guess. How do you like that? That's another thing, too. I mean, you know, it's something else. And you got all these memories in your head. A lot of times we talk about it, you know, and my poor mother, you know, she felt bad. Always, I could use another word, too, but I don't think I will.
What word is that?
Well, another time, too, when Daddy was dating me, and we had gone to the... And every time I went, I had to take my brothers and sisters with me. If we went to an outdoor theater, you know, because you get in for one price years ago.
That's a good idea.
And, well, one night we come home, and, he was mad. And, you know, you got five girls in the family, close in age, and they all had, you know, like boyfriends, not really boyfriends, but kids from school, you know, walk them home and talk about schoolwork and stuff like that. And, I mean, they came in the house, but he'd get a little upset. So he'd say, what do you call this, a casa de bordel? Should we give them a description of that?
Sure.
No, we better not. The kids don't know that. Well, they used to have years ago a house of repute. You know what I mean?
House of ill repute.
Ill repute.
What's ill repute?
Well.
Bad reputation.
Do you want to go in any detail with it? That's how strict we were brought up. We couldn't have a life. And my father thought if you started going out with a fella, you might as well get the married. I mean, you don't even get to know a guy. It's not right either. You got to get to know a guy if you really love him or if you don't. You know what I mean? Just like with Daddy, too. You might as well get the married. It's a good thing he was a good guy, Daddy. I didn't even go far enough to see if I loved him. But we had to pay. We had to listen to our father. My mother used to get upset, but she couldn't say nothing to him because he was the boss. So you see, my young life.
Well, how did you meet Daddy?
Well, Daddy was doing work in Mama's house. He was remodeling her kitchen. And he'd look at me and he says to Mama, boy, he says, I'd give my right arm for a girl like her. And he had the house rented out here. And when we got married, we lived about not even a year on Steuben Street near James. At that time, it was good there. Now the area is very bad. We had a little three-room apartment there. And as soon as In fact, they broke the lease, the people that, because he was in the service and he was connected with GE. They broke the lease because he was transferred elsewhere. They were doing war materials there at the time. And that's how we moved in the house here. And this addition, that's all new.
You saw the pictures over there.
And the living room wasn't open like that. It was just small, and we had a counter over there. We used to have breakfast, and it had like a little opening. You could see out front.
Wall was over here. There's a little opening, counter. We used to sit over here and watch, because the TV was there, so we'd sit here and watch TV, like Saturday morning.
I think I had my washer and dryer there for a while,
and
too.
I remember that. Yeah.
Then after when Papa remodeled, you know, he opened all that up, which made it a lot nicer. Yeah, those were a long time ago.
Those were the things.
Then down the road, remember when we went to Florida and you were home? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember.
I think I remember the story.
We took Terry with us because he was too young to be left, but you were old enough.
Yeah.
Well, we had a pool in the backyard, above ground pool. So we took Papa and Nani with us to see, you know, my brother out there. And I think we're only gone 2 weeks. That's traveling time and everything. Well, Papa Mesa got sick. He was in the hospital there, but not to stay. So we decided to come home a couple days early. We surprised your father. We pulled in the driveway, and all these cars were out there. What in the heck is that? And oh boy, he rushed in a hurry. There was a big party going on over here with pool party. In fact, at the time I asked Emily, gee, what, did they make a lot of noise? No, she said they were all right. You know, she didn't want to say nothing, Emily. It got carried away. The stove downstairs, I had a different stove downstairs. Remember the one with the gas stove and it had a cook thing on the top? They went down there make breakfast, pancakes and all this kind of stuff. Come up here, boy. They all rushed in a hurry to pick up, and some of the cars already took off. Because I think we called on the way. Shouldn't have done that. Do you remember that, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Boy,
we'll
you could see he was turning green when we got home. But the house was all right. You know, we just walked around and I was worried about my neighbors.
Nice.
You know when the cat's away, the mice will play? Did you ever hear that expression?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The mice were playing while the cat was away. I'm going to make you laugh.
And all the mice had a good time. We ate all the cheese. Drink all the beer.
I know it, and he doesn't drink. The ones that came, one he invited one to come over for the pool, you know, it was like the 4th of July or something, I don't know, it was a holiday time. Well, one told the other one, this one told that one, it was a big gang up here. Can you imagine that?
And you didn't kick anybody out. How old were you?
17.
So anyway, well, I think that's about it. What do you think? At least you, next time, if I think about something, I'll put little notes and we'll continue it.
Okay.
How's that?
That's a good idea.
Fabulous. Come on, you can get on the internet again. So.